This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Let's get ready to...
I'm on my high horse.
Oh, yeah. And have we got a continuing high horse to get on with this week?
Yes, as people may know, we are rather fond of dogs.
We have a dog.
We have a very, well, large dog.
And we appreciate people who have dogs.
Yes.
And last week we brought you the story that we were a little outraged.
Yes, because the city of Yarra, in their infinite wisdom, decided to collectively punish all dog owners from not only the city of Yarra, but many surrounding areas by removing the dog park gates. Now, it wasn't actually a dog park, but it was used as a dog park when it wasn't being used as a cricket or football ground.
Citizens Park in Richmond.
Citizens, yes. That's the word.
Yes, quite close to two busy roads, Bridge Road, Church Street. Not a lot of places where people can let their dogs off in safety.
In the city of Yarra, I believe, I might be wrong, I believe there are two places. And I believe there are now
one.
One. Oh, yes. No, there was three and now there's two.
Yes. So... And anyone who is a dog owner knows that progressing your puppy from walking on a lead to being able to come back always on demand, off lead, there's a point in between where you can't guarantee that.
You have to teach them.
Yes.
Same as with children.
Yes.
And I guarantee the Lord Mayor, or whatever she's called.
The Mayor.
The Mayor would not tell people to get their children under control and not to bother her with questions about fences.
So safe dog parks, they're sought after, and they're a good idea.
As we were told, the city of Brisbane has those types of fenced dog parks in almost every one of their parks.
Apparently, some of the outer-lying areas of Melbourne are embracing the idea of fenced dog parks.
You know, it's amazing that it turns out that the city of Yarra is obviously led by people who hate dogs.
I believe so. So, interestingly, we talked about what we have now called Doggy Gate.
Hashtag.
And we had the person on the phone last week who was putting a petition together, and he's going to go to the council next week to hopefully get them to change their mind. If you haven't signed the petition yet and you support this idea, change.org, search for Yarra Dog Park, Citizens Park. You'll find the petition there.
Links also on our Facebook page.
Please support that if you can. But I've been doing some harassing, gentle, polite harassing.
Interview request.
An interview request. I asked Councillor Jackie Fristaki if she would like to come on air and talk about it.
Mr. Burns.
She missed the invitation before last week's show. She did get back to me. So she was good enough to get back to me because I'd originally said, has anything changed since the original article appeared in the Leader newspaper earlier in the week? She says there are no developments. Council committed to removing the gates and assessing the impact of these in encouraging more responsible supervision of dogs at the park. The concern was people not supervising their dogs and leaving them while they attended to other activities and thus, of course, not picking up. Now, we did address this a little bit on last week's show that most people who use the park regularly can't ever recall seeing an unsupervised dog. But nevertheless, that's not to say that it's not true.
Who has not heard of a councillor ever peddling rumours? Like, really? I've heard of it.
The interesting thing about Councillor Fristaki's email to me was that rather than take up my offer to respond or debate the reasoning any further, she forwarded me the email from the original complainant with a contact number, the president of the local cricket club, suggesting that I just take it up with him directly.
Because they're the responsible people.
Yes.
Not the people that we elect and pay for as our councillor.
I'm sure that the gentleman involved would have been very pleased to know that the councillor had passed on his direct mobile number to me as someone who can then harass him about his legitimate complaint to the council. I did see the photos. Yes, there is some dog poop on the park that should in the park that shouldn't be there that is affecting the ability for them to use the cricket practice nets.
You know what?
Get that?
I've actually seen nappies left around the place. Are we banning children?
I went back to Councillor Frustaki. I asked her a few questions. I said, in the article, you were quoted as saying that the council officers had tried talking to people last summer. No specific times mentioned. Can you please provide me with the number of times the park has been patrolled since last summer and how many infringement notices have been issued against dog owners in that time? Did the council gather evidence of unsupervised dogs? How many unsupervised animals have been impounded by the council from Citizens Park since last summer? Did the council post notices of intent prior to removing the gates? Has the council considered John's idea, the gentleman from the cricket club, of separating the cricket training area from the rest of the park with a new fence? See, he wasn't being belligerent. He was actually trying to create solutions as well so that everybody could play nicely. Councillor Frustaki passed it to her public servants and said, please answer. Strangely, the public servants at Yarra Council have ignored both their mayor's request and my questions to this point.
And as residents of the city of Yarra, whose our rates actually pay for all of those people, who don't seem to do a lot, but anyway.
Meanwhile, I've been agitating at our local dog park, and the residents and dog owners there, which is a very, 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 very dog-positive lot, as you'd imagine.
Mm-hmm. Although we don't have fences.
They've been giving me some interesting figures. See, apparently there are around about 12,000 dogs in the city of Yarra, which contributes something like $500,000 in revenue to the city of Yarra, of which, by legislation, about 10% has to go back to the state government, the rest of which the city of Yarra can do what the hell they like with it. Nobody seems to think they're doing much in way of creating amenities for our 12,000 dogs.
No, for that many hundreds of thousands of dollars, we get poo bags provided at certain areas for parks. We get a few signs that tell us to not bring our dogs to certain areas. That's it.
Mm.
We're not happy, can you tell?
No.
And the Yarra City Council, Councillor
Frustaki, this is not good enough. You need to provide me with answers to my questions. You need to start supporting the 12,000 dog owners in your city with some of the funds we pay you in dog registration fees every year.
And you know, one of the people she can go and apologise to is the very nice lady we did talk to down in Richmond, who is in a mobility device.
Yes.
Whose poor dog lost its foot after it stepped on a piece of glass out on the street, which obviously her many staff failed to clean up. Possibly should ban all glass in the city of Yarra because it's obviously a hazard. And I'd like to apologise to that lady because the only place she could take her dog to walk it was in that park.
Because she's in a wheelchair. Yeah. She can't chase after her dog. No.
So maybe the council would like to apologise to her. Or at least tell her to bugger off and get her dog under control.
Yarra Council, you're a disgrace.
Shame!
You are a disgrace, and answer my questions.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.